Sometimes when things are kind of imperfect, they're a little bit flawed, they're not finished exactly, they feel more human, they feel more alive. So realizing that your perfectionism is kind of killing the spirit of what you're doing can make you realize that it's sometimes better just leave it things slightly unfinished. How do you overcome being a perfectionist? It's particularly relevant because I happen to suffer from that particular mental illness, and it causes me a lot of discomfort and a lot of pain because I'm writing a book right now. If it doesn't feel perfect, if it doesn't feel exactly what I want, I drive myself crazy and I spend weeks suffering and going over and over and over again. And it's not healthy. It has a good element to it in that it forces me to make things continually better. But at some point, you have to realize that you're never going to reach that perfection, the thing that's going to completely satisfy you, and you have to let go of it. And so for me, it's a matter of accepting the fact that I have limits and kind of relaxing my spirit. So a lot of that perfectionism is a kind of anxiety. And this might sound strange, but you're actually anxious about finishing something. Because when you finish something, you often have to confront a feeling of emptiness, like, oh, what's next? It's because this project kind of consumes you. And if you never really finish, if you always have to keep working on it, working on it, working on it, you never have to experience it. So sometimes I have to realize that it's flawed and that's okay, and I've finished with it and just put it behind me. But the other thing is, sometimes things that aren't perfect are actually better, are actually kind of more interesting. So if something you've written is actually so perfect and polished, it can have a kind of an emptiness to it, like it's too good, it's too worked over, it lost its spirit. Sometimes when things are kind of imperfect, they're a little bit flawed, they're not finished exactly, they feel more human, they feel more alive. So realizing that your perfectionism is kind of killing the spirit of what you're doing can make you realize that it's sometimes better just leave it things slightly unfinished. But another form of perfectionism that I've noticed is in dealing with other people. So I remember a person who was the CEO of the company that I was on the board of directors for. He had to like micromanage everything going on in the company because he couldn't stand the mistakes other people were making. He had to be in charge of everything. And from what I read, Elon Musk suffers a bit from this debility. It makes people micromanagers. And it's actually makes for very inferior work because, first of all, perfectionism exhausts you. It wears you out very quickly. You know, you become burnt out like I have on several times. And so trying so hard, you end up losing your energy and making all kinds of stupid mistakes. And so this person, it ended up, it's kind of like Elon Musk, had started this project that was going really poorly. It was badly thought out. His solution was to go live in the factory that he was actually trying to build and work on it night and day and night and day and try and fix it until he like completely exhausted himself and made a total mess of things. So trying to make everybody else do exactly what you need and what you want is a terrible form of perfectionism. And what you want instead is to be able to delegate and to be able to accept that people have different opinions, that not everything you do and think about is the right answer. But at the root of perfectionism is a kind of anxiety. It's a feeling almost in your stomach, like, I've got to work, I've got to get this better and better and better and better and better. And you have to be able to overcome that anxiety that's at the root of it. You have to be able to calm yourself down and go, this isn't the most important thing in the world. If I let it out there in the world and it's not absolutely perfect, I'm not going to die. Life will go on. So you have to have a little bit of perspective about these things. And my meditation practices help me a lot with that because I deal a lot with this issue on my own, and it's caused me a lot of suffering.